This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The defense in the STEM school shooting trial rested its case today. Lawyers for the young man accused of killing a classmate called an expert witness to testify about his mental state before the attack. Wanda Guidry said heavy cocaine use, prolonged sleep deprivation, and a thyroid imbalance all apparently affected his ability to think clearly.
He obviously had a very difficult time figuring out or even thinking about what he needed to do, what was right and what he wanted to do.
Defense attorneys say the accused shooter's drug use contributed to his actions, as did his friendship with the other attacker who pled guilty. Earlier this week, the friend testified that they shared involvement in planning the attack. Grand Junction police shot a 44-year-old man last night. He is still in the hospital. The man had an active warrant for his arrest and fled when police approached his car, according to the Mesa County Sheriff's Office. Two officers were injured during the pursuit. One was treated on scene. The other has been released from the hospital. An investigation is underway. A small airplane crashed outside of Lafayette last night, but both people on board walked away unharmed. Authorities say the passengers were a flight instructor and their student, and that they don't know what caused the crash, which temporarily closed Highway 287 yesterday. Federal aviation officials will investigate. Fort Collins is at 79 degrees right now. During the weekend, it should go up to the mid-90s. This is CPR News.